back at Ebbets Field now, ready to go on the last half of the fourth inning. New York leading 5-1. Both serials sending it all your way. So the Brooks has some work to do. Robinson to lead it off. Jack has been up once and grounded to second base. Buller will follow, and then will come Big Hodges. Been the one-man assault for Brooklyn today. Big home run. Robinson lays off a pitch that wrinkles outside. Ball one. Bobby Thompson out in center field is shaded over towards right center on Robinson. Lockman is straight away out in left. And Don Mueller, the right fielder, is playing over in front of the scoreboard. Sort of fanned out. Kramer throws again low outside. Ball two. New York 5, Brooklyn 1. We have two very slow pitchers working. Ball game in the last half of the fourth inning, and it's an hour and a half old. Kramer kicks him down, another one on the outside edge for a call strike. 2-1. Branca continues to throw down on the bullpen. The Dodgers get down deep enough, they may hit for Bankhead, or maybe this will be all for Dan. We'll have to wait and see. That's Shotten's job, not mine. Now the 2-1 pitch, swung on and bounced. Foley is down towards short. Third baseman Thompson is over, up with it and goes to first for the out. I don't think Dart could have made the play. Henry Thompson hustled over, cutting in front of the short fielder, scooped it up, and threw him out. 5-3 of your scoring. One away now as Carl Perillo steps in. Shortstop Dart threw him out. Carl led off the second inning. Perillo waiting. First pitch, a let up one. Swung on and hit down into the hole between second and third. There's a long throw by Dart. In time. A bang banger over at first base. Perillo is out on a fine play by Blackie Dart. Al had to go into the hole, and that's the toughest play for a shortstop to make. Over to the right, scoop up the ball deep, then turn and make the throw accurately and in time. And Perillo, one of the fastest men on the squad. So you can see that Mr. Dart not only had a tough play, but he made it. Two down. Gil Hodges flashed a big home run with one away in the second inning. The second of the year. But the Dodgers' lone tally is up. Gil batting at 727. Pitch outside. Ball one. Two down here. Last of the fourth inning. 5-1 New York. Kramer sends another one through there for a call strike. Ball one, strike one. The picket line of the Giants are deep and around into left. Inner defense playing back deep. Got a fellow up there. Gil Hodges can really overpower that baseball. Now the 1-1 pitch over in. Fastball down the corner for strike two call. Kramer's pitching today, it's hard to believe that the Red Sox, who need pitching very badly, would cut him loose. He's got it today so far. So you got to get him in the clubhouse. Oh, they're yours. Hodges swings and misses on a let-up curve. Boy, that really had him hands up. So down he goes, a waving. First strikeout, by the way, for Big Kramer. And the Dodgers go out, trailing 5-1. Manager Shotten, who plays things pretty close to the vest, decided that Bankhead had had enough. Had two bad innings, the first and the fourth. You can't have many. While he was in there, he walked four, struck out three, gave up five runs and but four hits. Ralph Branca. Firing him down out there. Big Ralph was in 34 ball games last year, won 13 and lost 5. Lives in nearby Mount Vernon, New York. He's a big guy, 6'3", 220 pounds. And down in the Dodger bullpen, Jack Banta, a right-hander, is up and throwing. So let's see what the Giants will do here in the top half of the fifth inning. Lockman, Thompson, and Mueller will be coming up in that order. 5-1, New York. Host Cereals, very happy to be your host this afternoon. Pitch swung on is a high pop fly ball that Reese is calling for down near third and takes it to the out. Well, Lockman is retired by Blanca, who comes out here in the fifth inning on one pitch. Bobby Morgan, the third baseman, could have made the play too, but Reese, the shortstop, was angling over and had a better shot at it. So the Dodger captain went in for the catch. One away, top of the fifth. And Henry Thompson with a perfect afternoon. A single and a walk is up. Hitting at 444. 4-for-9. Left-hand hitter. Steps away from the fastball inside. Blanca was troubled with a bad arm. Down at Vero Beach, the Dodgers' spring training quarters. Finally had to have abscessed tooth taken care of. And then the arm trouble disappeared. So Ralph is ready to go. And Shotten has dropped him in here in a relief role. Ralph goes again and gets it in for a call strike. Now the 1-1 pitch, a let-up curve, too high. Ball two. One out. Top half of the fifth inning. Giants 5, the Dodgers 1. Franca turns, comes down with another pitch, and this one is Nixon. I'll make that officially ball four. It's awful close. Official score says no, ball four. No hit batsman. So if you're scoring, put a W down next to Thompson's name. Up there now is Don Mueller, the right fielder. Dodgers infield in double play depth. Thompson goes down to second. Pitch swung on and rolled out to Robinson. Jack Stroh is to first base, and Henry now is down at the pickup post. That was a hit-and-run play, and all Jack could do was make his play to first base because Thompson was off as Franca came down with his pitch. Mueller also hit it rather slowly out towards second base. There was no chance for a double play. Bobby Thompson, who took call strike three in the first inning and grounded out to Morgan his last time up third. Two out, top half of inning five. Score 5-1. Favor of New York. First pitch to Thompson. Swung on and dribbled slowly down along the third baseline. Morgan's got to come fast. Picks it up close to first, not in time. A squibber down along the third baseline. Franca came off the mound. He could not feel the ball as it trickled by him. Morgan had to come all the way. Made a bare hand pickup and another hand throw over to Hodges, but not in time. And Thompson, who can fly, they nicknamed him the Flying Scot, you know. Outlegged it for a base knock. On to third base comes Henry Thompson. So Frank is in trouble right now with a good hitter coming up, Blackie Dark. Now struck out his first time and walked the last. Banta continues to throw down there to Sam Nairn's big mitt. And the Dodger bullpen along the right field line. Dark, right-hand hitter, runners on at first and third. Two out here. Dark lays off a high fastball, ball one. Dark hitting at 385. Outfield shifted into left, although Dark sprays a lot of base hits into right field. Franca holds his stretch, checks both runners, pitches, swung on and hit out to short, reaches up with it, throws to Robinson. They get a force play on Thompson. No runs, one hit, two men left on. Well, friends, you may ask, is there any difference in cornflakes? Oh, man, there's a world of difference. Yes, fans, you taste Post Toasties and see if it isn't better than any other cornflakes you've ever eaten. And it's post-toasting that makes the difference. You'll say post-toasties are the freshest, the crispiest, most delicious cornflakes you ever put on the breakfast table. So the next time you're at your grocer's, don't ask for cornflakes. Ask for post-toasties, the better cornflakes. They're eating proof that it's post for flavor, post for freshness, and post for the most of everything good in cereals. Do you remember that, won't you, Mother? Post-toasties. Probably hear a little stirring around Ebbets Field. They just posted five big runs for the New York Yankees in the last half of the fifth inning, and they now move out in front of Washington by the score of 6-5. Well, those Yankees have really been knocking in runs, haven't they? Maybe we can duck in some more scores for you. The Red Sox in Philadelphia at the end of five innings are tied up 4-4. Stobbs against Kelner in that ballgame. Chicago and Detroit have just started. Bill White for the White Sox. Art Hudeman for Detroit. Chicago failed to score on their half of the first inning. Bobby Feller going for Cleveland against St. Louis' Stubby Overmeyer. Pick up the National League as we go along here. Bobby Morgan leading off for the Dodgers. 5-1 in favor of New York. Kramer comes down this first pitch. Let a curveball that is swung on and foul tipped back. Jack Maddox continues to throw down in the bullpen. The National League for the Cardinals, it is Jerry Staley who won his first start. Cardinals have three, Chicago one. Boys Hill started Vandermeer in the first and Paul Minner, the former Dodger, in the third inning. Philadelphia one, Boston nothing at the end of five innings. Kurt Simmons for the Phillies, Warren Spahn for the Braves. Kramer takes too much time and Morgan backs up. Pittsburgh having a picnic at Forbes Field, leading Cincinnati 9-1. They're knocking home runs over that short left field fence, too, out in Mr. Greenberg's Gardens, as they call it. Morgan takes high. Beard hit a home run in the second inning with one on, his first of the year. Wally Westlake hit his third in the third inning with nobody on. Danny Fernandez hit one in the fourth with nobody on, his first. Ralph Kiner hit one in the fourth with a man on, his second. Kramer, triple pumping out there, kicks up, comes down, the pitch swung on, and hit through out into center field for a base hit. Morgan lacing into that one for his eighth major league hit. Line single, Rocky Dark made a stab at it, but he couldn't get to the ball. And it brings up Campanella. And that base hit also arouses this crowd here at Ebbets Field. A lot of kids here today, and they're sure letting you know they're here. Well, there's no better way that I know of for young people to spend a Saturday afternoon at a ballpark someplace or playing the game themselves. Morgan on at first base. Jack Harshman comes in to cover the inside corner of the bag to keep him close. Kramer now to a stretch, pitches to Roy, and the ball gets away from Mushroom. Morgan starts to second and holds up. Ball skidded in the dirt, and Western was able to partially block it to keep it from going behind. Cal Abrams is out on deck to hit for Branca. So it looks like Manta will be coming on to be the third Dodger pitcher in this ballgame. Big Jack now comes to his stop position. Morgan down off first base. The pitch to Campanella. Swung on, hit down to third. And the two Thompson legs out of the left field. Morgan comes on down to second base. And an error is charged. Oh, that looked like the start of a double play. Henry Thompson, the Giant third baseman, got in front of it. And the ball went right through his leg on into left field. And he's charged with a boot. So the Dodgers see a little light as Cal Abrams now comes up and DeRocher is going to the mound. First error of the ball game. DeRocher is out of the mound with his catcher, Westrum. Getty Stanky has come in from second base. Now they're all surrounded by Mr. Kramer, who's big enough. The old gag about Jack is once you're on Kramer, it's twice around Long Island. situated to the left of home plate here at Ebbets Field on the third base side. Dodgers along the first baseline. So Cal Abrams comes up to hit for Ralph Franca. And it'll mean this batter will be coming on. He's throwing alone down in the bullpen. Kramer to his stretch. Pitch in to Abrams, a low curve, the ball one. Cavanella out at first base. Morgan is at second, thanks to the error by the third baseman, Henry Thompson. That ball was hit sharply down the third, and swiftly enough to start a very easy double play. The Dodgers will take runners any way they can get them against this Kramer. Ball one to count. Abrams, big, strong, left-hand hitter, lives right here in Flatbush. On Kramer's pitch, fastball outside, ball two. 2-0 the count. New York leading the Dodgers 5-1, and the Brooks trying to battle their way back here. The air has opened the door for them, and let's see if Abrams here now can continue on. Reese is out on deck. Nobody out. Morgan down at second. Cavanella at first base. Cold cereal's your host. Hey, mothers, you put Sugar Crisp down on that grocery order of yours? Well, if you haven't, you better do it. Right now. Now the 2-0 pitch. Curveball on the inside corner for a strike. Ball two, strike one. Batter continues to throw. He wants to be ready when he comes in. Sheldon Jones, a right-hander, warming up for New York. Not along the left field line. Kramer to his stretch, stops, pitches 2-1, and Abrams swings and misses. Strike two. What a ripple. To unwind him. Ball two, strike two. Billy Cox is here with a ball club, but not in uniform. That bad back of his, still kicking up on him. 2-2 count. Kramer trying to get pinch hitter Cal Abrams. Cal sets a stick. Kramer serves to him. Over. There's nothing more embarrassing for a pinch hitter to go up there and take call strike three. Well, DeRocher's out at the mound once again. Pee Wee Reese coming up, bringing a couple of sticks. Well, the last board of directors meeting for New York worked out all right for them. They went out there, talked it over, and struck out Abram. Well, DeRocher decided, well, if it's good once, I might as well try it again. Kramer, of course, you know, just coming into this league, is not too well acquainted with these hitters. DeRocher has been around a long time. This tells him the series of pitches he wants. Bob Morgan down at second base. Roy Cavanaugh at first with one out here. Last of the fifth inning. And the Giants leading the Dodgers 5-1. Kramer now goes to work on Reese. Right-hand hitter. First pitch off the corner. Ball one. Pee-wee's having a tough time starting. He has three base hits out of 16 at-bats for a very low percentage of 1.88. And when you get about $35,000 a year, you just don't hit 1.88. Kramer taking his time. He's in a spot here and wants to wiggle out of it. Batter's just about ready. Throwing a couple of leisurely pitches. Both runners lead away now. The pitch, Reese takes the curve outside. That was awful close. Reese didn't know whether to go at it or not. Checked his swing, and it flipped outside. Slider. Ball two. Sheldon Available Jones, as he is known to the trade. Right-hander tuning up for New York. Now the ball two, offering low outside. Ball three. The Pirates upended Cincinnati this afternoon, 9-2. That's the final score. Bob Chesney's winning his first game of the year. He lost one, the opening day assignment against St. Louis. Pittsburgh, 9 runs, 12 hits and an error. Cincinnati, 2 runs, 8 hits and no error. Pirates, great home runs all over the place. Kramer pulls, comes down the pitch on the corner for a strike. 3-1 now on Reese. McHugh takes a long look down to Milton Stock, coaching at third base, to see what they want him to do about this one. Big pitch for Kramer. Here it is. Low outside ball, 4-1, and loaded up. Kramer walks Reese. And that pushes Morgan around to the far turn. Campanella goes to the middle stop. And Reese is at first base with one down here in the last half of the fifth inning. George Shuba, he's been trying to battle his way on this ball club, could endear himself to the hearts of many a Flatbush follower by nudging one right now. They're stacked up for him. Kramer doesn't have a place to put anybody else. Now his first pitch to Shuba, a curveball drops on the inside corner for a strike. Boy, listen to those umpires in the stands. There will be 3 men are going to get paid for doing their job today of calling balls and strikes and outs or safe. Messrs. Rob, Barlick, and Donatello. Strike one on Shuba, left-hand hitter. Here's a pitch. There again, strike two call. Shuba is 1 for 9, getting it 1-11. One look ahead, Jimmy Russell, the switch hitter, is out on deck. Here's the pitch. Curves home on it. A little weak foul ball hit off first base. Harshman under it and takes it for the out. So two out. Shuba uppercutting a curveball, fouled it up and into the mitt of Jack Harshman, the Giant first baseman. Jimmy Russell, who had a big day yesterday, having a little trouble today, hit into a double play and walked. Also had a little action in the outfield, a fly ball that he misjudged, dropped in front of him for a base hit off Blockman's bat in the first inning. And then Stanky, who is not a speed merchant, picked up and moved from first to second on a fly ball that was hit to not too deep center field. Well, all of that would be forgotten. Mr. Russell can unload here. Two out. New York 5, Brooklyn 1. Bantanow is finished up in the bullpen and is walking in towards the Dodger bench. Kramer into his windup, kicks him down the pitch outside. Ball one. Russell, 2 for 5 in this young season. Figures out that he's heading for 400. Switch hitter batting left-handed against Kramer's right-hand stuff. Outfield swung way around in the right. Infield laying back. Right side very deep. Harshman and Stanky. Ball one. Kramer ready to deal off another one. Here's the pitch. High outside fastball. Ball two. Reese at first base. Campanella at second. And Bobby Morgan at third with two down. That's the picture here. A nice Saturday afternoon crowd looking on. And post serials sending it all your way. Friends, have you tried Sugar Crisp yet? Boy, if you haven't, you're missing a sensational breakfast treat. Talk of the country, Sugar Crisp. Another great post cereal. Kramer goes outside, ball three. Three nothing count on Jimmy Russell. Jackie Robinson on deck. Dodgers will take them any way they can get them. This, you know, the most heated rivalry in baseball. Giants and Brooklyn. Now the 3-0 pitch, and it is on the corner for a strike. Kramer hanging on the edge out there. He's got a 4-run lead. 5-1 New York. Russell, after picking off his sign from Milton Stock, coaching down at third base, steps back in again. Kramer now goes into his pumping motion. Count 3-1. Here's the pitch. Correction call. Curveball drops in there. So after three bad pitches, Kramer has got two good ones in there. One a fastball and the other a curve. They run the count all the way down. And now the merry-go-round will start. Full count. Two out. Bases loaded. They'll be off and running at Evans Field. Morgan at third, Campanella at second, Reese at first, two out. Everybody goes, Kramer into his full windup. Here comes a pitch, and it is low for ball four. Oh, it is rushing. The rip off his mask, Kramer comes running down off the mound, and Mr. Robb right now is getting a verbal going over. Scotty slips his mask off and walks away. Western, however, follows right along with him. So Russell walks on a 3-2 pitch to force in Morgan. Campanella comes on to third base. Reese goes to second. Russell to first. And it is now a 5-2 ball game. The Rocher goes to the mound. It's kicking away at the dirt out there. And things are hot. A 5-2 ball game the way it stands right now. Jimmy Russell just walking with a sack soaked. Austin Morgan. And you must credit Russell with a run batted in, by the way, to keep him score. And brings up Jackie Robinson, the National League defending batting king. Well, a big blow to get the Dodgers right back in this one. 5-2, New York. Kramer waddling around in trouble out there. Big Jack kicks him down, a pitch way outside, ball one. Sheldon Jones, still warming up for New York. Banta, who will go on to pitch the top of the sixth inning, is already ready. Sitting on the Dodger bench right now. Robinson up. 0 for 2 today. Go outside, curveball, ball 2. Jack grounded to second base and to third in his two previous trips. Sitting at 462, 6 for 13. Now, let's spot the bump on his seventh hit. One out, and there's a looper that is going out in the center field for a base hit. Campanella home to score. Reese is in to score, and in the third base standing goes Russell. Center field. Stanky went out. He couldn't get to it. It dropped in, and then as the ball hit on the turf of the outfield grass, it had so much spin on it that it almost went at right angles towards right center field. If you take a good 9-iron and knock it up on the green, he goes up and growls. You mean you're hoping that? So the Dodgers right back in it. They've got 3 runs in the bank here in the last half of the fifth. Time run is on at third base and brings up Carl Farrillo. 5-4, New York. Aren't you glad you came along? Jack Banta has now gotten up and gone back down to the bullpen. He's been hot and cold. Carl Farrillo up. Both times he's grounded to short. 0-2. Robinson down off first. Here's a pitch. One out and miss. Carl tried a checking swing, but went around. Strike one. Jimmy Russell with a tying tally is at third base. We have another final score. Bob Elliott came up with a home run in the last half of the eighth inning to beat the Phillies 3-2. And Warren Spahn gets his second win of the year. So Elliott is the big man in the hub tonight. He can bust it. The Dodgers know. Barillo swings and makes it. Right field, the base knock. Robinson makes his turn at second. Here comes a throw to third, but Jack is in standing. five runs with a line single into right. And I think that also is going to get Mr. Jack Kramer out of there. The Rocher is slowly walking to the mound. Leo, with his head bowed, his hands on his hips, walks to the mound. He hasn't pointed out to the bullpen yet. He wants to give Jones a chance to throw about three more warm-up pitches. And now there's the motion to the left field bullpen. Mr. Sheldon Jones, you're available for duty. Jones out. Now he's officially in the ballgame. The Rocher goes back to the dugout. The Giants, you know, have not won a ball game this year. They've got three. One to the Dodgers and two to the Braves in their opening series at the Polo Grounds. And with Kramer pitching along behind a 5-1 lead, things were rather pleasant in the Giant dugout. And then, Jones is tuning up out there in the hill. I'll tell you a little bit about him. Jones, in 42 ball games last year with New York, won 15 and lost 12. He had an earned run average of 3.35. He was born out in Tecumseh, Nebraska. Now makes his home at York, Nebraska. Six-footer, about 180 pounds, right-hander. This is his first relief job of the year. Started a ball game and lost it. So he has a record of no wins and one setback. Well, he's all tuned up. Says he's ready. We'll see. Gil Hodges, who had a home run his first time up with one out in the second inning and struck out the last time, is the man he'll be serving him up to. And Jack Batty, who's pitched half a ball game already in the bullpen, is going at it again. All these days in Brooklyn. Both cereals happy to be sending you this scorcher. 5-5 tie in the last half of the fifth inning. Ball game 2 hours and 15 minutes old. Outfield deep and around to the left as Big Hodges comes up. Robinson down off third base. Grillo off at first. Now the pitch, swung on and fouled back. The Dodgers have their two running champions out there. It's a good spot for a double stealer. They want to work it that way. But they got a good hitter up there, too. Well, if you're a manager, what would you do? Two out. If I was a manager, I'd look for my paycheck every month and do it happen. Jones comes to a stop position. Here's a pitch. Curve outside. Ball one. Robinson jockeying up and down off third base. It always gets the fans going. Speaking of managers and the tough job of it is, you know, there are six new managers in the International League this year. Six of them. Hodges, big, strong Hoosier. Robinson jumping off third. The pitch way outside. Gets away from Weston. No advance, however. Ball two, strike one. Last half of the fifth inning. The Dodgers with four runs have tied the ball game. 5-5. Robinson still taking that long jumping lead down off third base. Henry Thompson, the third baseman of New York, is playing back rather deep. Jones standing on the mound, now goes to his crutch position. Robinson jogging around to throw to first base, and Perillo is the one that has to get back. Kyle was rather half fascinated by Robinson's jumping off third base, and Jones wheeled around and dealt one over to Harshman, and Kyle had to go back hands first. Now Kyle leads away again. Robinson down off third base. Here's the 2-1 pitch. One out and missed. Ooh, Hodges took a cut at that one like he was going to knock it over to Eastern Parkway. Ball two, strike two. Those of you around the country, Eastern Parkway is about four blocks from here. Jones, ready. Here's the 2-2. Inside, ball three. two out. Marullo will be going. Robertson, of course, at third base, will have to play it safe. Henry Thompson, the third baseman, now comes over to talk to Sheldon Jones. The official paid attendance today, 19,067. Harold Parrott, the traveling secretary of the Dodgers, graciously bringing it up here. Now Robinson with that big, long, tantalizing lead down off third base. Oh, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Grillo goes. It's 4-2. Well, the Dodgers get even with four big tallies on 1, 2, 3 base hits. One giant error, a costly one that opened the door, and the Dodgers sneaked in for four. And there were two walks. They were costly, too. One of them forced in a run. Kept the inning alive, set it up for Robinson's single to get two in, and Perillo singled into right field to score Russell with a tying run. And that is that. Top half of the sixth inning. Jack Banta now pitching for the Dodgers. Well, Banta doesn't need to throw many warm-up pitches. All he's hoping is that he didn't lose his ball game right down in the bullpen. It's been done before. It's like the old gag they used to tell on Bill Terry in the last game of the World Series when he had Carl Hubble down in the bullpen and never used it. They lost the ball game. The question was, what were they saving Hubble for? Certainly not the senior prom. The first pitch now to the big first baseman, Jack Harshman, is outside, ball one. Banta, you know, who was a hero on the last day at Philadelphia last year, coming out in relief after Big Newcomb had blown a 5-run lead. Banta went on to pitch the Dodgers to a 9-7 win and the pennant. Gets his curveball over the outside corner for a strike. Banta had a little teeth trouble, too, this year. Had to have a couple impacted wisdom teeth pulled, and I think he's got one more to come. Curve high outside, ball two. And he had the aches and the pains. Didn't do much work down at Dodger Town at Vero Beach. Slowly had to work himself into shape, and he's all right now. Kicks come down to pitch full on and fouled away over near the Dodger bat rack. Post Serial, your host today, friends. Harshman, Westrum, and Jones will be coming up in that order. Nobody showing down in the New York bullpen. That'll be the order. Outfield shifted around and to right. Curveball that sticks Harshman's bat and then skips behind. 2-2. All two, strike two. Giants and the Dodgers go at it in game three tomorrow. We'll be here. Chased a fastball that was popping. Though the second time Harshman has struck out. Rocher has been alternating Harshman and Lafeta at first base during spring training at Phoenix. Then on their swing through the country and back to the Polo Ground. And with Harshman a waving like that, Mr. Lafeta may get a chance. Westrum, the catcher, up. Looks at a curveball over for a strike. Banta has a very deceptive sidearm wheeling delivery. He really crossbar it. Curveball, sharply breaking outside, ball one. Clarence Podbelen, who won his first start in the major leagues down at Philadelphia the other day, is going down to the bullpen now. Curve swung out and fouled back up over our head. Banta was in 48 ball games in Brooklyn last year, won 10 and lost 6. From Hutchinson, Kansas, 6'2 and a half, 171 pounds. That's his fastball through there, but call strike three. Really barreling that apple. So Banta comes on. Maybe the long warm-up is the thing he needs. Struck out Harshman and Westrum, and now goes to work on the pitcher. Two out, top half of the sixth inning. Got a 5-5 humdinger squirming here at Ebbets Field. Osorio sending it all your way. That is curveball to the pitcher, Sheldon Jones, is blown away for ball one. Campanella back on the plate, handling Big Jack. Fastball, it's in there for a called strike. One and one. That's a tough right field right now. Sun dropping down back to the stands. Frillo's got his sunglasses on, you can bet. Another curve, but Frillo. Ball one, strike two. Chicago Cubs came up with five runs in the last half of the fifth inning against the Cardinals. And lead 6-4. That's all right for the Dodgers. Another curveball, low inside, ball two. When a pitcher pitches to a pitcher, it's curve, curve, curve. And that's all that Jack has been showing up here to Sheldon Jones. Now the 2-2 pitch, here it is, swung on and foul, right up and over our heads. We were ready to move. Johnny Durr didn't know which way to go here. It's straight up. See, our radio booth here at Ebbets Field is wide open. Now the 2-2 again, swung on and grounded down the short. Reese up with it. The throw to first in time. And that is that. Manica down to put the Giants down. 1-2-3 in the top half of the sixth inning. New York, 5 and the Dodgers, 5. Friends, you may ask, have the Dodgers been improved over last year? Well, time alone can answer that one. The question number two, have post-serials been improved? And the answer to that one is a good, strong yes, in more ways than one. Now, take that great new triple wrap package. That, my friends, is what brings post-serials to your breakfast table fresher than ever before. In fact, guaranteed fresh. There's a sealed inner wrap, and then there's the sealed carton itself, and the sealed outer wrap. Three separate wrappings that bring you your post cereal so fresh, they taste just toasted. So you try any one of our nourishing, swell-tasting post cereals, and if you don't agree it's the freshest-tasting cereal you ever enjoyed, well, Post will give you triple your money back. That's fair enough, isn't it? Now remember then, when you get Post, you get the most of everything good in cereals. So let's see what goes here now in the last half of the sixth. The Dodgers batted around the last time with Morgan starting it off. Let's see what they can do here. Right-hand hitter. First pitch to Bobby is up high by Jones for ball one. Jones into his windup. Kicks him down with another one, and down goes Morgan. Going up around the peak of his cap. Bobby's really been the jack-in-the-box for the Dodgers. He was up and down at Philadelphia. And boy, was he moaning coming back on the bus to the hotel the other night when Big Hodges got up and slammed a home run on the left field seats. Morgan came up, the next man, and they low-bridged him. He said, what kind of a game is this? Hodges hits the home run, and I take the rap for it. Pitches way outside for ball three. Jones comes down again, and Morgan has to almost squat again. Ball four. High upstairs.